True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
You know, it's our job to bring you all the new music first. A lot of times we will bring you, you know, country artists like Morgan Wallen or Jelly Roll. And I have a new country song I want to play for you guys and just see if you like it. And I want to tell you the little twist afterwards. Listen up.
You can kick rocks if you don't like how I talk. I'm going to keep on talking and walk my walk. Hey. Ain't changing my tone, ain't changing my song. Woo. I was born this way, been loud too long. You can hate my style, you can roll your eyes. But I ain't slowing down, I was born to rise. So kick them rocks if you don't like how I talk. I'm going to keep on talking and walk my walk.
Walk My Walk's the name of that song. Number one on Billboard Country Digital Song Sales chart. Now, did you like it?
It's AI, isn't it?
It is AI.
I did like it, though.
It's by an artist called Breaking Rust. And, of course, if you haven't heard of Breaking Rust, it's because they're not real. They're not a real artist. And on Instagram, Breaking Rust, they're described as outlaw country. So now your computer's an outlaw. It's like, you know, Johnny Cash and Waylon Jennings and all those rowdy guys in country, or Morgan Wallen throwing chairs off of roofs and stuff like that.
And made him a star.
Now, we just had this with a pop song not long ago.
Yeah. So you got, and it kind of sounds like Old Town Road, I think, a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
It kind of sounds a little bit like Shaboozy as well, who's also a country artist. So you're like listening to that, and you're like going, man, am I going to be line dancing to that pretty soon at a country bar?
You know, if there's one thing I like about AI is this. You know, go ahead and put AI artists out there so they can keep their opinions to themselves.
Okay, yeah.
Because AI is not going to be voicing their opinions.
Not political opinions.
Yeah, nothing like that. So I'm okay with this.
Give it time. I'm sure most artists are like, I'm just going to stay out of all this, and then after a while.
Now, do you think this song, though, has become number one because, you know, just people want to check it out, or because people actually liked the song?
I didn't think it was terrible. I mean, I thought it was kind of good.
Yeah, but
I think it's a disaster, and we are headed towards a world where there's going to be no creativity or originality.
Right.
Because you just said it sounds like this, it sounds like that. That's because it stole from that.
Exactly.
Yeah, but aren't we kind of already there? I mean, if you listen to a lot of the new songs, they are all pretty similar. They all kind of sing the same way.
Not to mention, look at Hollywood. They're just remaking old movies. There's no more creativity.
I don't agree about artists, though. Like Shaboozy, when he first showed up, sounded different than a lot of stuff we had heard. I think a lot of these artists that come out, they've got a different sound to them. You're not going to change too much. They're human beings, but they are individual human beings. And this AI is just regurgitating what is already. Yes. There will never be anything new if we end up with only AI, because there will be no new creativity.
Yeah, take this one step further. If you think about inventions over, you know, the years of everything that these scientists have discovered and stuff, if they were just taking all the stuff that they'd already, you know, discovered and tried to invent something new, they wouldn't. They have to make some mistakes. AI doesn't make mistakes.
AI makes a lot of mistakes.
Oh, does it? Okay. Yeah. I'm just saying, there'd never be any new inventions.
That's not true. That AI can build on old things, create new things, and then create new things from that.
I don't like that.
And sometimes some of the best things are created from old things, like pizza. I'm just saying, or the wheel. The wheel was originally stone. Look at it now.
Oh, that's true, yeah.
Sometimes you when you take the original and you make it better, just saying.
Are you arguing for AI?
I don't know. It's still early.
But
I'm
with
deciding.
The stone wheel, you never had a flat.
Unless you ran someone over.
Yeah, then that person was flat. Big old Flintstones wheel was a big one, wasn't it?
Yeah.
It was like one of those things that does the pavement for you.
I think there's a lot of misunderstanding on AI.
Yeah.
When it comes to things like research and stuff like that, I think a mixture of humans and AI is actually going to move us forward at some point. But when it comes to creativity and music and movies and stuff, I first of all, what about all these people that's what they're good at and they're not going to have a job anymore? I know AI is going to take a lot of jobs, but creativity is one of the last areas that humans stand out and we should be fighting for it.
I just wonder, is this going to be the same as the Industrial Revolution where everyone panicked and then other jobs were formed? Or is it just like we're all done for?
But they didn't form overnight. Those, and the people that knew how to do one job didn't necessarily learn the new job. They just got screwed over.
I'm shocked you're saying this because you've always been an AI supporter.
I'm not an AI supporter. I think that AI has the opportunity to bring some huge advances, but it's going to come at a huge cost. And I think there's certain areas we shouldn't have AI in.
They need to be a disclaimer to let us know, though, it's AI. Because I watch those trailers, those fake trailers sometimes, and I'm like, oh, man, there's a new Star Wars movie. And it's like at the bottom of it, it's like, you know, what's it say? It's not real. This is not real. This is just a concept trailer. And I'm like, oh, I was waiting for that movie to come out.
I get saddened when I go online to social media and I see these fake AI videos and all these people think it's real. And I'm like, there's so many things wrong with it that they don't even notice.
Me. I am that person. I watched one the other day and I was like, oh, that poor dog. And someone said, his paw goes through the door handle. This is AI. And I was like, oh, I didn't notice that.
Yeah.
People commenting on alligators coming up to babies at the front door, and it's totally cheese, man.
Well, okay.
What? That one is?
Yeah, that one's fake.
Well, you're just good at detecting those.
I mean,
I'm not. I'm like Cato and Tori. I'm like, it takes me a second to catch on.
Well, the first step is to not just believe everything. Like, ask yourself the question, does this really seem likely?
See, my thing is I don't believe anything. So I'll scroll through. I'm like, oh, that's fake. Oh, that's fake.
Yeah.
Oh, look, that's president talking. He's fake.
Yeah.
I mean, oh, that's fake. Oh, look at this. That's fake.
I don't know what's fake or real. I mean, the deception online with AI is really out there.
Don't We're cooked. Anything. We're cooked.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Well, if you're looking forward to getting a nasty head cold or the flu or COVID, then you won't want to listen to this. But if you're like most people and you would like to avoid those things, I've got some tips that can help you avoid the flu or a cold as we head into the season, and they will boost your immune system. These are easy things to do to boost your immune system.
It's already going around.
Yeah.
Okay. A family that's been sick all week.
And this is not a season to be jolly when you get one of those things.
No. Okay.
So it's a season to be sneezy.
What are these tips? Well, we'll start right off with nutrition. They say the simple way to remember this is eat the rainbow.
All right. What's that?
That means Skittles. You want a diverse, a variety of colors on your plate.
Yeah. So red, yellow, blue Skittles.
Purple.
Red 40.
Yeah.
Okay, I think you guys are getting the wrong information here. They say a variety of fruits and vegetables is better than just eating a whole lot of one type. Protein and healthy fats are also important, so you want a very diverse diet. I'm bad about meat and potatoes. I could live on meat and potatoes, but you got to throw some green beans and some yellow corn and some different colored vegetables on there.
I'll go to a meet and three like S&S or somewhere, and I'm getting like, you know, turnip greens or green beans or lima beans, and then my friends will get mashed potatoes and gravy, macaroni and cheese, dressing and gravy. I'm like, carbs much?
Yeah.
I mean, I can't do all carbs.
Oh, I will go get the potato wedges and the mashed potatoes and dip the potato wedges in the mashed potatoes.
With gravy on top.
Yes.
Oh, that sounds good.
Can I just take those zinc vitamin tablets and that elderberry stuff and just eat the way I want to?
Go for it. All right. Try and let us know how it works.
Okay.
They say another thing is to take it easy and get some sleep. Your immune system is far more likely to struggle if you're worn out and stressed. Even one night of bad sleep can lower your immune response by up to 70%.
Yeah.
So that's a good excuse for getting that extra rest. Sleep. You know, tell the boss, I needed that extra hour today to stay healthy.
But, I agree, though. You go without sleep for, and especially with I know your parents know that feeling. You know, by Thursday, kids have worn you out.
That's what I was thinking. Tell my child that I need sleep.
Yeah.
He's the one who's like, it's 2 a.m., party. Mm-hmm.
But he sleeps during the day whenever he wants to catch back up.
And they're always like, sleep when baby sleeps. Okay, well, he takes 30-minute naps. So by the time I start to fall asleep, he's waking
up. Exactly. All right, exercise. Mm-hmm. This can be tough for me, but it boosts immunity by lowering your stress hormones in your body. And it also helps with inflammation and makes your immune system cells more active.
Got it. Eggs are sides. So I will put eggs on the side of all my dishes.
Okay. You went a long way to get to that one.
I usually do.
How long have you been waiting?
That was for my whole life.
You did so much work on that. It was almost like exercise. It took so long to get
exhausted.
To that one.
They say, though, it doesn't have to be vigorous exercise, although that's good. But even just some good walking will help better than just sitting around.
Easy to do, too. It's like if you get out there and just walk around the block.
I can say if it was so easy, everyone would do it.
What they're saying is you don't have to do an hour exercise. You just do a good brisk walk, you know, once or twice, and you're good.
I have to shut my blinds because so many people walk past my house.
Yeah. I have to shut them because the sun. I'm like, man, how can I nap whenever the sun's so bright? They say, Hawk, you asked about vitamins and supplements.
Yeah.
They're not magic pills. They can complement, but they won't replace all these healthy lifestyle habits.
All that stuff I Google, though, is like start taking zinc as soon as you get a sniffle or that elderberry, whatever stuff.
You got to remember, when you Google, you're getting every part of the world. You're getting idiots. You're getting people who make money off of stuff. You're getting people who are telling what their friend said.
That's what's gotten me lately. Everything on Instagram. It'll be a great video with great information, and you scroll to the bottom, and it's like, comment more to buy my book.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not falling for that.
But they got those, like, antacid look tabs of vitamin C that you're supposed to, you know, you put it in water, and it starts to bubble up. You drink that garbage. I'm like, man, it's so tough to, like, even get down. Are you not familiar with that?
I don't use it.
You don't? Okay.
No. Yeah. I mean, you get vitamin C in a lot of your foods. And you can drink a glass of orange juice and get as much vitamin C as you need in a day.
It's a lot of sugar, though.
Well, I know, but these things have more than vitamin C in them. It's got other stuff in it.
Yeah, what do they call it? Emergencies and airborne and all of those.
I'm pretty sure those people have been sued before for telling lies. Yeah. Uh-huh. Google it and see.
Well, you just told me not to trust Google.
I wouldn't trust Google.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Do you ever feel guilty? There's reasons people feel guilty. I have some of the top ones here, and see if you can identify with it.
Like if you kill someone?
Well, okay, then I think that would probably put a little guilt on you.
Wouldn't it? Yeah. Depends on the person and why.
Yeah. All right, one of the number one things people feel guilty about is not recycling or recycling incorrectly.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm safe to say that I fall asleep easily at night without that worry.
You know, I didn't recycle. I told you that I was having a party one time, and our friend Stacey Bartrow was there, and she's digging through my trash, pulling out cans. And I'm like, what are you doing? She goes, you recycle for free in the city. Why aren't you recycling? So now I do. But I can go to someone else's house and spend a weekend and throw every can in the trash, and it doesn't bother me.
Uh-huh. But didn't they say recycling really isn't that great? Like, doesn't it cause more methane or something?
I also understand in a lot of situations, it actually ends up all in the same place because they don't have the resources, or it's too expensive, or it's not cost efficient to recycle. So a lot of times people were doing this, throwing it in a blue tub, and it was going to the same place.
Why?
Now, I don't know in Greenville if that is true or not.
But wouldn't that cost more money than just... I mean, I'm saving lots of trash bags.
Not to mention, it's also costing more trash because now you have two big bins that you're worried about versus just the one.
Well, you still would have had the same amount of trash, though.
But the extra bin.
Oh.
Plastic.
Oh. Okay, a lot more things to feel guilty about.
Oh, sorry.
61% of people feel guilty after they have broke their diet or eaten unhealthy foods or eaten a whole bag of Doritos.
Only if someone catches me doing it.
You know, though, you sit there and you're eating the Doritos or you're eating out the, you know, ice cream carton and you eat half of it and you're like, man, I should not have done that.
I think I only feel bad if I feel bad. Like if I eat two Big Macs. Yeah. And they're delicious. And then I start feeling bad. I'm like, then I feel bad.
For me, it's different. I only feel guilty. Now, I got diabetes, so I'm not supposed to eat a lot of sugar stuff, right?
Yeah.
But like if I go eat a bag of donuts and they weren't that good, I feel really guilty. But if they tasted great, I'm like, I deserve that.
On the same note with food, when the parents feed their kids something that's not healthy, they feel guilty sometimes, especially if it continues on. It's like, I haven't had time to stop, you know, and make dinner this week. So they're stopping at fast food every night, and they're feeding their kids food that's unhealthy.
Your kids love you more, though, when you're feeding them unhealthy food.
Okay, when you stay in your PJs all weekend long.
There is a guilty pleasure in that.
There is no guilt.
Sometimes you do feel a little bit like bad when you don't ever put on any clothes for the whole weekend.
It's like, I didn't even get out of the house to go to the mailbox. What's wrong with me?
You know, you feel guilty until it starts to rain, and then you're like, God wanted me to have a lazy weekend.
Yeah.
All right, people feel guilty when they leave their pet home alone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For how many days?
Not days. You can't do that. I feel guilty even when I, you know, go to work and I'm coming in here because I know I won't see him for a while and maybe he has to use the bathroom while I'm gone. Or there's no one there to talk to or bark at.
Well, they just go to sleep. Dogs just nap when you're gone.
I did ask my veterinarian about that. I'm like, you know, I've been thinking about getting another dog because he seems so lonely. He's like, well, you know what? Just give him a good chew toy. He'll be fine. If you've gone this long without other dogs, he's okay.
Now, we do have two, so they got each other to play with when we're gone.
Now you're making me feel guilty right now. Yeah. At least I left the radio on. Hi, Otis.
Wow, if you left it on our show, you should feel guilty.
Maybe I should leave it on the Animal Planet. Okay, another thing we feel guilty about is not going to the gym.
Nah.
Okay. Doesn't bother me.
Well, I know, but you never go to the gym. But people that are faithful and they go to the gym, and it's like, I'm going to skip a couple days here.
My mom's already called me twice this week going, didn't you say you're going to go to the gym with me and work out? I'm like, I don't know who you talk to, but I doubt it was me.
Yeah, that sounds like something I wouldn't ever say.
Mm-mm. All right, top things to feel guilty about. After a fight with a significant other and you've said some mean comments, 35% of people feel guilty because they have said some harsh comments after a fight.
It's not a lot.
I say it ought to be 100% if you said something bad.
I know. But that is something you feel guilty about. And then here's one of the top ones. 80% of women said they feel guilty after they finish this.
The entire cake.
No.
By myself.
You've already mentioned that one.
A whole series of something.
No, binge watching is not even mentioned on here, which is surprising, but after they go shopping,
after
they go
though?
Shopping, they feel guilty.
I don't. I really don't. I'll bring those bags. I only feel, again, if I get busted, if I come in with all my bags and John's standing there, then I'm like, oh, where did this come from? Oops. Yeah. But until that moment, no, not really.
80% of women said they feel guilty after they finish shopping. The other 20%, they don't feel guilty because they're not ever done shopping. It's like, hey, I'm home now. I'll go to online shopping.
I like that theory. Just keep doing it.
Yeah. It's like when you call your significant other, it's like, I can't come home now. I've not used all my coupons. It's like, there's a problem with your shopping right there. But you know what? You do feel guilty. I know sometimes when you buy something that's unnecessary and you never use it, it sits in the closet.
No, not really.
Yeah. Okay.
It's ornamental at that point. It's
pretty
good.
You have a healthy
closet.
Attitude.
Thank you,
you're
Tom.
You're not overcome with guilt.
No, I don't even know what it is.
If you're going to do it, there's no sense in feeling bad about it afterwards.
Right. That's like apologizing, knowing I'm going to go shop again tomorrow. Yeah. What's the point?
Well, and then they say 40% of women said they, after a breakup, they will go shopping. That's the top thing they will do.
It's called retail therapy. And it works for all sorts
of occasions. She has an excuse for every one of them, don't she? Okay.
Oh, Lordy.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7. True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play Stores. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
All right, we're going to have to settle a debate in here. We've been talking about mother-in-laws during the music.
Yeah.
And I was telling a story of how I had to stand up to my mother-in-law the other night.
Got her toe.
And they're making fun of me and saying I didn't really stand up for myself.
You did. You agreed with her.
But hey. I agreed with her in a, well, I'll explain it. It's, yeah. I don't think see that way at all.
And for the record, I said you stand up for yourself the exact same way I do.
But I don't think you guys understood what I meant when I said I stood up for myself.
I didn't hear the story, so I want to hear it.
All right, so not long ago, my in-laws are getting older. They don't like to drive at night or dusk. So we were going to Furman for a concert that my daughter was in. And so they said, well, why don't you drive our new minivan and we'll just ride and you drive. Mm-hmm. So as we did, my mother-in-law the whole time was like, you're too close to this car, making me nervous. You're going to scratch my car. Then when we got there, we're parking. She made me back out of a parking space because she felt it was too close to the cars on each side and she didn't want to get it scratched. So I had to move to a different parking space where there's more room. And so I told my wife, I said, listen, from now on, if we need to take your parents with us, we'll just take our van, and they can't tell me, you know, how to drive when we go.
I got
Burn
you,
David.
So the next time we drove, they're like, "Hey, you want to take our van?" I said, "No, we've decided we're taking our van because we didn't really, you know, we can't keep doing what we were doing last time."
Oh, so you did call her out, kind of.
I did. Yeah. I stood up for myself.
Yeah.
Now they're saying because while we were driving there at one point, we were supposed to get into a lane on the left to turn, and I told my wife, I said, "I think we need to get in that lane." She goes, "No, stay in this lane." Well, we got up there, and I was right. We needed to get in the other lane, so I had to zoom up in between two cars and get in that lane.
Okay.
My mother-in-law goes, "You would be a really good race car driver."
Oh, so that was snarky.
I guess.
No, sarcasm.
And so he got her back, though. What did you say?
I said, "You're right, I would."
Oh.
I think that's a pretty snarky comeback.
Liz, I can't judge you because my father-in-law, when he comes to visit, he moves stuff, like intentionally moves things just a few feet over because he thinks it makes more sense, and it drives me insane. So I got even one day and moved it back.
Oh, snap.
I know.
Oh, yeah.
So that's getting him back.
See, my thing, if I were driving their van and she's calling me out, making me park, I would stop and get out and say, "You drive."
Wow.
If I'd have been driving, she said, "You drive like a race car driver." I'm like, "Yeah, and I'm about to wreck into the wall on the side."
You should look back in the rear view going, "Don't make me pull this car over."
Yes.
Which is the better plan?
I don't think, Cato, that's pretty harsh. Just
I would
to get
say,
out.
"Do you want
to
drive?" Then that, shut up.
See, it's always so easy to be like that when you're not in the situation.
Yeah, he's got the imaginary in-laws.
They're awesome.
And that makes it the whole night go so much better when you're going to the concert.
Well, they should
then
keep their mouth
shut.
Then
you've got those awkward moments all night long. I don't want that. It's like you got to choose your time to say, "You drive."
I bet Cato's kids, you don't even have to turn around and pinch them in the car. I bet they're good without it, aren't they?
They're awesome. I just don't understand
imaginary kids.
That parents or in-laws or whatever to adult children, they can't go to their parents and talk to them about something.
Well,
they always bow down to them, and they're adults.
My mom, I
would bow down to her.
He just got her when he said, "Yes, I'd make a great NASCAR driver."
Snap.
That is a snap.
It's really not.
I mean,
it's a snarky comeback. Instead of going, "Oh, you know, I probably go slower. Oh, I'm sorry, I was too fast." I was like, "You're right. I would be a good race car driver."
Did you sit there and like, got her?
No, I actually was worried my wife's going to yell at me for it.
And Tori, I don't understand why you don't tell your father-in-law,
"Hey, leave me out of this.
I would rather have it over here. So could you please leave this over here?"
You know, because some people are kind of mean.
Do you want to stay here again, sir?
I'm not brave enough for that. I'll sit there and take it.
Start a war over something while we're going. They'll be gone soon.
You're letting them run over you. You should not let somebody run over you.
If their kid's not saying anything, you're not their kid. So it's awkward.
That's another issue that I'm not talking about.
That's therapy.
It's more awkward with in-laws than it is with your own parents.
It can be awkward with your own parents, too.
Sometimes, but...
We're dealing with stuff with my dad. He's gotten older, and we're trying to get him to get certain insurance things taken care of, and he gets snarky with us about it, or he gets defensive, and it's hard to tell your dad, hey, you got to do this, or hey, you're doing this wrong because it's your dad.
Yeah. Uh-huh. I mean, I'm not the judge here.
We're not looking for you to be the judge.
Everybody was looking at me all of a sudden. I'm like, I don't know.
Well,
I
mean, you started talking.
I think Cato's is very harsh, and I think it's good to draw healthy boundaries. But when you
gotta say it in a nice way, though.
Okay.
I'll wreck this car on your side.
Yeah. I'll get out and make you drive.
Yeah, I say it with an uptone there. It takes the edge off.
You gotta do it nicely.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.